It says the top of Yeter Merabas. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Gufa. Gemara Gufa on Matzah Get Tisha B'Shuk. Gemara is quoting the verse that we read yesterday that Matzah Get Tisha B'Shuk B'Zman Shabal Mode Yachzir. If the husband agrees that the get, she's really entitled to this get, it's her document, it fell from her, then Yachzir, we give it back to Isha. In a Bal Mode, if the husband does not agree, Lo Yachzir Lo Lezev Lo Lezev, then we don't give it to either party back. Now, B'Zman Shabal Mode Mia Yachzir Li Isha. But from this, it's clear that when the Baal is Mode, we give back to Isha, Velechosh. Let us consider the possibility that Shema Kotov Litein Benitan, V'Nolatam La'ad Tishrei, that he wrote the document in Nisan, but didn't hand it to her in Tishrei. V'Azal, and what happened between? In the interim, Azal Baal, right, Zavin Peirei, Minitan Va'ad Tishrei. In the interim, the husband sold, right, portions of the Peirot between Nisan and Tishrei. U'Mafka L'Gita V'Chta V'Nisan. That she's going to pull out this get that's written in Nisan, but actually the mitzvah of the kuchot shelo kedin, and then she'll go back and take the peirot back from the kuchot, right? Because the husband is entitled to peirot of nechtei melug, is entitled to the production, right, of the nechtei melug as a husband, and so since he didn't divorce her until Tishrei, prior to that point in time, he took the peirot and he sold them. Now she shows up with a get that says that she was really divorced back in Nisan, even though he didn't hand it to her until Tishrei. Now, if you have that situation, she's going to go to those buyers that were between Nisan and Tishrei and say, he didn't have rights, my husband didn't have rights to sell us. We were divorced already. If we were divorced already, the next thing will come back to me and he has no rights to the payroll. So it's going to be a mitzvah. They look too close. Shlok Yedin. So why do we allow him, even when he agrees and says that she is divorced, why do we hand the get back to her? Why aren't we choshesh that there is some date discrepancy in the get? It says, Hanichal the Manda Amar works well according to what it says, Kevin Shinatanab the Gersha Shul in the Baal Perod Shapir. So according to what it says that as soon as the husband considers divorcing her, then already he's not entitled to the payroll to the Lug anymore. So this works well because if he wrote it in Nisan, even though he didn't give it to her till Tishrei, still that means that he intended to divorce her. Natanab the Gersha, if he did that already, he's no longer entitled to payroll to Nechtei Melug. Therefore she is taking them back properly, meaning that she has a right to rescind these sales because he doesn't have a right to payroll from the point that he thought about divorcing El Amanda Omar, Ishabal Peyrot, Achat Nitina. According to one who says that the husband is entitled to Nixay Maluk, the payroll to Nixay Maluk until the time he hands the get to her, Ma'ikla Maymar. What are you going to say? Ki Adja the Mitchuk, Amrin in law. I'll tell you what we'll say to her. When he comes to grab away from the Luchot, I see Raya, Emad Mata Gisele Yadech. Bring us a proof when you actually received this gift. Show us. We want the Edim to tell us when you actually got this gift. Gemara says, Umay Shinom Mishtari Chol. If that's the case, why do we ever have a chashash? If you're going to say, listen, well, we're going to back up. Anytime you show up to take away property from the Chol, we're going to say, bring us a proof that you actually got the document at whatever time you claim that you did.
That
that's the case.
That Mandam says that you have to bring this in all cases, only when it was lost and it was found.
Which case? What do you, I'm sorry, what
so
do
you have to bring? They have to bring a deem just to prove when exactly the get was given.
So that's a good question. So right, so, Tosva says, the last Tosva over here says, Ema Mata Gitle Yadech, Bishar Gitim Lo Aminen Ken. With other Gitim, we don't say this. The Mitzama B'yom Shikotab Nimtzak. Basic underlying premise is that when it was written, it was given. Avazim did not fall, itra. So now, by Shtarchov, why don't we say the same thing? Shtarchov did fall. Why don't we say the same thing? They give it back and just have them give a proof, right? That it was given on the day that it's dated. But we have a Mishnah, the Tanan, Mazla Shtarchov, Im Yesh Ben Achroyu Nechassim, if they have a lien in them, Lo Yachzir, you can't give them it. Ubaakimna, Kshachayv Modem. And we set it up as a case, which is when the debtor agrees that he owes the money. Oh, Mishom, why don't we hand it back to the creditor? Mishom, Kotov Levot. Mishom, Kotov Levot, Nisan, Lo, Lova, at Tishrei. That he really wrote the document in Nisan, handed it to Tishrei, because Tarek Luku, Kotcho, Gudin. So he will end up taking away the property from Luku Kot, right, inappropriately. So, Hatam Nami, the Hatam, let us give it back. When he comes to take away the property from the buyers, namely, Aisi Raya. Bring a proof. When did the shtar chov come to your hand? Meaning that if our chashash is the shtar was written prior to the time that it was given, So if that's a chesh by the woman, also by her guest, we worry about the fact that it might have been written in much earlier time. So what do we say? We say, no, give it back to her anyway. When the husband agrees, give it back to her anyway. Why? Because we'll just ask her for proof that she got it in Nisan and didn't get it in Tishrei. So why don't we say the same thing by Shtar Chov? By Shtar Chov, we say when the creditor wants his document back, the debtor agrees that the document is his and he did borrow the money. They still don't give it back because they're afraid that it was written in Nisan and only lent the money in Tishrei. And therefore, any properties that were sold by the debtor in the interim, he can go back now and take away from them, and that would be inappropriate. Why don't we just say to him, give us the proof that that's when the shtar happened, and you'd be in the same position as guests. So, Imre, Hakel Gabi Gets here by a Gets Isha Ati Lokeach. Right, by Gets Isha Lokeach comes Vitov Ah. Right, and he'll ask for it. Amar Hai Dajua Neala Rabon on the Gita Mishum Tolo Te Agin Vitesis. So, here we're going to hand this Get back to this woman. She says, Lokeach comes. Right, and we're Tovah, and he says, listen, why did the Chachamim hand his get back to the woman? It's a lost get. It's on the floor, and then they go to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, give it back to the woman. So, by the get Isha, the Lokeach, the buyers are going to say, listen, I'm going to take you to Din. Why? Because why did the Chachamim give you the get back? I'm sure that you won't be an Aguna, and you'll be sitting, right, all alone, and you can't do anything, you'll be stuck without a get. So in order to ease the situation on the woman, they gave the get back to her so she's not in a guna. But Hashda, the Gacha, the Mitrav, now you want to, not only do you want to not be in a guna, you want to get money out of this, then Tezel, Vatezel, Rayo. Then you got to bring a proof. Emas Matagi to the Adol. Then bring me proof that what time this get got to your hands in order that you take these properties away from me. So we're going to separate between the Easter aspect and the monetary aspect, which is one is the human aspect. So Chachamim went to protect the woman as in a guna, so Bahain to get back to her, because whether it was Tishrei or Nisan is irrelevant here in terms of the get, and if she's really divorced, let her be divorced. In terms of the monetary, she wants to go now and burden other people with this get, then we say Aisha Raya. But Hoch, Lo Gabi Shtarchov, Lo Ati Lokeach Vitova, the Lokeach will never come back and ask for his property. Why? Because he will say, Hamar, Miyadarua, Niyalei Rabban, and the Shtarchov. Why did the Rabbanan give the Shtar Chov back to this creditor? There's only one reason to give a Shtar Chov back to a creditor. That's so he can collect money. Right? Pshita, right? The Mai Hukazai Juani Alei, the Mitrafu. Right? The only way that they would have given back the Shtar from him is go collect with it, and collect with it even from encumbered property from me. So therefore, he won't even think about questioning the validity of the gift. Shrami no, Kamu Rabbanan the Milsa, must be that the Rabbanan looked into the matter. It must be before me that this loan went out, this document went out. So true, the Gemara says you could. We would say by Shtar Chov. We would say Mighty Raya. The problem is, what's the thought process, mentality of a buyer? Mentality of a buyer looks at, Basin's already looked over this document. Basin's looked over this document already. Let the buyer have to think about the document. If they Basin gave it back and he can think about it as being given back for reasons other than him, then he'll go ahead and challenge the document. But if the document is given back, and the only reason to give the document back would be to challenge him, then he's not going to come to Basin again. He's going to say, listen, it already went through Basin. What am I going to waste my time, my money, trying to come to Basin to revalidate this document? Basin just already handed it back to him because they validated the document. So why go through that process again? So because of that, there will be a difference between Get Isha versus Shtar Chov, right, when we find it, and either the debtor agrees or the husband agrees whether we give it back or not. By Get Isha, we will give it back. By Shtar Chov, we will not give it back.
The date is just written as just the date that he gave over
the we'll get the Shtar back. He'll get it back then. Yeah. He will get it back.
So right, why now, it's not... Why isn't the dean also then kind of the case?
If he brings a raya, fine. But we don't count on Lukukot to force him to bring a raya. We're not relying on Lukukot to challenge him in court. So we won't hand it back to him unless we know for sure that it's a valid document. If it's a valid document, he has to bring proof to that effect. So if he does bring proof, it's a good shtar. If not, we're going to see in the second half of today's up, then the Gemara just says, write a new document. If you think it's really true, just write a new document. We don't want to hand back a document that has a predate in it. Right. Now, Tosfos does ask over here, a case where it may be get from Medinat Hayam. Right? So why, when someone brings a get from Medinat Hayam, do we not say, maybe the get was written in Nisan, and he's only bringing it now in Tishrei? Why don't we suspect, right, that there's a predating of the get. Why only here, in this instance, do we worry about it? So he says, Tosfos gives a number of answers, you were talking about this. He says, Kevin Shabbato Shabbato Garsha, when his intent is to divorce her, Ro'in Shashman Mukdam. Then we see, when the get is given, then it's Mukdam. The problem over here, and this is probably what you were asking before, though, is when the get falls, and then we come back and give it to her, we don't know what happened. Over here, when someone hands a get, say they come from Medina Siyam. When they come from Medina Siyam, they see that the day is 6 months ago, and the guy's now handing the get to the woman. That's when the get's going to go into effect. So now, when that's the case, yesh kol, shalom sayu beyom shenichtav. Then it's kol. At the time, if it's given, at the time that it's given, the divorce is done, and the date is different than that date, that will have a kol, that will be known. I mean, that it's well known. Beizachru kolot lomar aiti rayo. Then the buyers will know, remember to say, bring a proof. The problem is, here the husband agrees that she dropped the get. And his claim is that he divorced her way back on the date. So there is no differential now, because he's claiming that's when the divorce took place. And we have no evidence to the contrary. So this is what you're saying exactly. That when is the differential on the date right away? Doesn't matter anymore. Whereas in our case over here, right, then you nechush, then we worry about it. Why? Because here, we don't have any evidence. The date he's giving it back to her has nothing to do with the date that is assumed to. He says, why don't we ask, right, a Mishnah, the kotzvin get the ish, apo pishen ish to imo. That we write a get for a husband, even though the woman's not there. Again, why is the sofer allowed to write a get for a husband, dated today, even though the woman's not there? That means he has no clue when this get is going to be given. Right, because maybe he won't give it for another year from now. Maybe he won't give it later. Right, so now he says again, right, that the general yom shenichtav nimsar. So now, generally, the get is given the day that it was given over, and if it's not, he'll give the same answer he gave before, which is that there's a kol. Right, that there's a kol that goes out when you have a dating differential between the date that it's given and the date that's in there. There'll be a kol for that. Right now, what about kotzvim shtar l'loveh? Right then, right, why do we say by kutzman shtar l'loveh you can't write it without the right malveh being present? How come we can't do it over there? And we said before that you can't write a shtar for the l'loveh unless the malveh is there, depending whether it was a shtar no or not a shtar no, we don't write it. Why not? So Tosfos differentiates between shtar chov and shtar get, which is a very important differential, which is that the gabi kutzman shtar l'loveh parach shafir mishum deman de yozif betina yozif. When a person borrows money, it's a private affair. The person doesn't borrow money, he doesn't go to the public square and borrow money. He gets a private affair. So therefore, there is no kol. So that means we don't assume that because there's a misdating between the time that the loan was given and the contract written, we don't assume that that's going to come out. Because how will kukol know about that? Because it's always done privately. On the other hand, by get, he says here, the yoyfeh for hetzio. It's given in public, number one, because tzarech edim sirim. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it says that edei ktiva, right, our karte, nevertheless, you still need Eidim Sira, according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Alright, the oath, also to regulate the Garesh for Hesia. In general, there was a minhag to give the Gezbe for Hesia, but Galot Shi Pnuya. The sandwich of cheese of Turiana. Yechkol Shnitkar Shachar's Manak Tiva. So again, Lo Yitzu Alu Kuchos. Aval, he says, a karte kasha, a Michael Tvim get the Ish. Right, why do you write a get for an Ish by himself? Nechush. So listen to this, Pashash. Shematiz ne akar ktiva. Maybe we should have snus after the time of the ktiva. Vitein la btina kdeil chapotla. We'll give it to her privately to protect her. So yesh lomar, this is something Shaul asked yesterday. Why did he not do this? The miyad shenichtava get noten la. And generally assume that the day that he writes the get, he gives it to her. Why? The principle that the Gemara keeps in establish lo makdiminish punatu lanashe. Person doesn't keep around bad news for a long time. So if he tends to divorce her, he gets the get and gets rid of it right away, and he does it. If not, he's going to get ripped up. He's not going to hold the get around. People don't have gets sitting around their house, because it's just as bad stuff, and bad stuff you don't keep around in general. The person doesn't try to keep it around. So now again, the Tosfos is what he's laying out is basically a framework that extends the Gemara's differential over here, difference over here. The Gemara differentiated between shtar chov and get isha. Here the Gemara says the difference between shtar chov and get isha is to do with the perception of the lokeach when he hands it back. What is he going to feel? But Tosfos says there's even a deeper difference between them, that the whole institution of get and the institution of chov work differently. Since the institution of get is a public affair, It has a kol when it's given, when there's a difference between the date of its giving and the date of the document. So that's going to cause, right, that's going to cause us to know about that differential, and the lochim will always be protected. On the other hand, by malveh, or milveh, right over there, we don't have that. First of all, loans are done in private. So there's no call, even when there's a date differential. Right, number two is giving the document back, right, that's always going to be in the face of, right, in the face of, okay, I'm understanding that it's to collect with. And number three is that we don't have that principle of pronusa. Right, which is by a get, nobody holds getting around. So if you have a date in the get, they're basically going to give it very close to that date, or on that date. But if you have a star, milveh, he can hold it around. There's nothing negative about that. He can hold it out, he can hold around the document forever, and finally he'll lend with it. There's nothing bad about having such a document around, it's only to his advantage. So again, those larger differentials between them will come up with different dinim across the board, not just here in our case, but across the board between gitin and shtarei chol.
As it fits into the lekuchos, the second answer that avos betina, no idea that lekuchos is kol, and that's why they know they should buy the property and so on.
Right, but that's a kol when you have achrayut nechassim on the property.
Right.
Eventually, kol was that.
How does that come out?
But betina is about the dating differential between the date and the
place.
Meaning that the idea of kol is that chaver chavreo yitzlacha. And every guy, if your friend has a friend, and that's how it passes on.
That's not enough to pick up the date.
No, Tosfos demands, you see that Tosfos demands for Farhesia, that was a public, something that was a public, it was a public demonstration for purpose, to understand it. It seems like that's a difference. It's not simply cold, it's about a Farhesia.
Yes, it's cold.
Right. Alright, now, Shikwe Abadim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. Tarabanan. Tashtar Shikhu Bishuk finds a document of freedom in the Shuk. The time that the Adon admits that, yes, he'll have it, then we give it back to the Abbot. In a Rav Mudeh, the Rav, if the Adon doesn't agree, lo yachzir lo zeh lo zeh, then we don't give it back to him or the Abbot. Now, Gemara says, it's vancha, Rav Mudeh miya yachzir. And the Adon, when the master agrees, we give it back to him. But as the Abbot, we give it to Ramai. Nechu, shema kazal ditem lo benisam lo dan lo ad tishrei. So again, why don't we have the chash that maybe was written in Nisan, he only gave it in tishrei. And then the slave went ahead, but come on Yechassim in Nisan and Tishrei. He went and he bought property between Nisan and Tishrei. And his master went ahead to Zavinu. And he sold them. Because Kol Bashi Kon Eved, Kon Arabo. So he really owned the Eved during that period of time. So when the Eved buys something, he's really acting as an agent on behalf of the Adon. And when he buys it, it belongs to the Adon. So the Adon can do whatever he wants and they can sell it. Now he sold it. Umepikle the Shechrur. And now he's going free, right? He's up in Nisan, because Tarav Bechugo should go Kedin. So what is this slave going to do? What's he going to do? He freed him in Tishrei, really, but it was written Nisan in the document. So he's going to go back to all those properties that don't sold between Nisan and Tishrei that belonged to him and say, listen, I was a free man then. Those were my properties. What are you doing? Selling my properties. Giving them back to me. He's going to say to the Kukos, give me the properties back. You bought properties that you were not entitled to, or the seller really didn't own. So why don't we have that same chashash of Kedin? Right? It's good according to one who says that it's a schut for an Eved to go out of the hands of his Rebbe. Therefore, from the moment he wrote the get and intended to give it to him, he's mekabel on his behalf. He's zochel lo shelo b'fanav. Why? Because he's an abayi. Like abayi, damar, idav, because to mab, zachin le shafir. So why? Because obviously he didn't hand the get to him. How do you have zochel shadim lo b'fanav? You have a kinyan. That is because of Abai's belief that when the item signed on the document, it's an in-force document. That the mafreya, when the item signed on a document, the mafreya, once it's given, it goes into force. Or over here, because it's zakat adam sofanav, when the item signed on it, that document goes into force right away, and he is freed. As long as he gives him the document eventually, right? I mean, as long as he hands it to the document, the mafreya he's really freed from today. So therefore, there's no shash. On the other hand, that it's a detriment for an Eved to be freed. Ma'ika the Neymar, what are you going to say? For reading late, because when he shows up in court, we're going to say to him, listen, show us evidence that was given. Again, why? Because the Kuchot have a reason to believe why the Chachamim would hand and get Shechur back to him, even for not being Torah. I mean, that's, again, like Yitin Hashim, right, I guess Yisha, why did they come and hand it back? Because she won't be an Aguna. Also over here, this is a document of freedom. So they give him back the Get Shechrur because they want him to be free. That's his right, that's his privilege. to go collect with this, that, then I'm going to ask for a raya for that. Because there's a way to bifurcate between the reason the Kohen gave it back to him versus his ability to collect on monetary matters. Again, by get Yishar, get Shikur, you can separate the two items. You can separate the Easter from the Mamot. By Shkar Kol, there is only one thing, which is the Kol. And therefore, when you hand it back, the Kukol, they're going to think it's a done deal.
Matter don't know if it's a Fabaya. If you take Kol, we're going to split instead. Even if it's Zachim, but you don't know like a Fabaya, that if a Kohen, you still have a problem.
Yeah, Mark's here is just on Yichol, the Mandalmar. Mark's is to create a situation where it makes sense. I don't think that, it doesn't have to be that
it's
a Fabaya. Just know that it's always the Mafreya. It's an interesting concept of the Mafreya. When you're Fatum and Zokinlo, it goes back to the Mafreya to the date. After the Dina, it goes back to the
date.
But he has to actually give it. He has to give it in order for it to be the Mafreya. If he never gives the item, then there's no Tova he has close, Shematir Bakal, Bakim Zuchut, Ikali Tirute, the Mashra Shinifab Zokhebishupo, the Chimata Shtar Geti Ade, Nasabin Chorim the Mafreya, Mashat Fatima.
So he said it was the person's wine.
Right.
Unless it came from a practical point of
No, that you have to create. You have to create the shechor. Given the get to him is the shechor. Has to be to the, if the adon changes his mind, never gives it to him, we can't say Edav Chatumah Zokhinlo. Only is that once the, if he gives it to him and shows that he wanted to free him, then we say that Edav Chatumah, he was already Zokhinlo Mafreya. That's how they phrase it. Daidiki and Matana. Tarabana, Ezulu Daidiki. What is a Daidiki? Says Da, Tehein, Mekam, Uliyot, which that this will, this document will show or stay in force that if I die, she mate, if I sell the phony, that my property is like this. Basically, the last will and testament is a Shkin Meirav giving his Saba. We write it down. That is a Daidiki. Matana, Koshkad Bov Meyom Acha Mita. So a Matana is what it says from today until after Mita. Alma. What? That works, yeah. So Alma. Right, Mayom Ula Kamita, right. Alma, it diva mayom la kamita who the kani, you log kani, that's the only way to give a gift. The only way to give a gift is mayom la kamita, whatever he just said. Mayom, this is yours. Why isn't that classified as a matana? Bari. What is a matana that's given by a healthy person? Shihuik matana shimira. That's equivalent to a matana shimira. The lo kani la kamita, that only goes into your possession after death. Kol shikatu ba mayom ola akamita. Right, that when you say from today, Uli Akar Mita means that you take possession of it today. Today you take possession of the core property, but you're not entitled to the payrolls and anything else until I die. But that you have ownership over the property. Once I die, you get ownership over the property, right, after I die. Just like a Matanat Meshiv Meirav, which only takes effect after he dies. I mean, that's when it will take effect. Because if he gets up from his deathbed, right, then the whole transaction is Bato. And so now, Kumar says, goes back to the right now. Time of the law Marsnu. That's because over here he didn't say give it to him. How Marsnu? Had he said give it to him, no tznim. So this is in our Mishnah again. Our Mishnah again talks about Daidiki and Matana. So if you find them on the ground, we don't give them back to them. Because we say maybe he predated this Shtarot, then we don't give it back. Gemara says, well, the implication for our Mishnah is that if he said tznu, if he had said give those documents back, then we would give them back to them. So why not? Why do we do that? It's Hamar Nu Verminu. Must the Daita Koda Potikiyot? If he finds that Daita Kadiyot, these last will and testaments, or a Potikiyot, right? These are directed lien documents. Umatanot and gifts. Abubishishne Modim. Even though both parties agree, Lo Yabzir, Lo Lazeb, Lo Zeb. We don't give it back. And our mission is implying that if they do agree, and both parties agree, we do hand it back. Amar Rabbi Bar Mama, Lokasha, that's not a problem. However, Bari, Habashkimira. That's the difference between who's giving the documents over here. Matnitzon, our Mishnah, says the Kani Hamar Tunot Nim, that says, if he says to give it, we give it. Bishkimira. That's the case of Shkimira, the Bar Mahadarhu. Because the Shkimira can change his mind. How does the Shkimira work? The Shkimira works. Whatever he says, we are Mikayim. We do. So that means that as long as he's still alive, and he keep on saying things, and he can change his mind. Like, say, for instance, he gifted it to Reuven, and then a week later he decides that he's going to gift it to Shimon. So when he gifts it to Shimon, it's a reversal of what he did to Reuven, because it doesn't take effect until he dies. And then the last thing that he says will take effect. So now, what we don't care about predating anymore, because the earlier date does nothing for you. The later date is actually better for you. Right? Lo yabanile, maybe originally he said, oh, I'm going to give it to this guy, he didn't do it, then I didn't give it to him. Vahajar katabli shakrin, and then he gave it to someone else. The yabanile, and he gave it to him. Vahashkar kahadarbe, now he wants to reverse his position. Oh, the yabanile. So if, here he wants to reverse his position, how do I give it? Ibu matanana debori yabanile. Right, if he gave it to him as a gift, right, as a healthy person, gives it to him, let's say it's fake off. Right, there's no loss here. The chi napka tarte. Right, when we go out, take out two, darted by drayta zachi. Right, because the second one gets it, ah, other baby kamaita. Right, because then he's reversing the original person. Ima tanat shkimira, nami yoavaniyale, leit bakseita, by drayta zachi, because ah, other baby kamaita. Again, then he's reversing his position, and there's no problem over here. So if it was a matanat bari that he gave it to him, there is no pseita, because when they both come out, the later one gets the schut. Because he reversed his position from the original case. And if it's a mentanat shkimira, again, he gets it. Why? Because the reversal causes him to give it to the second guy, and the later guy, the later dated document, is the one that gets it. Right? So shkimira has the right to reverse his position. Since he has the right to reverse his position, all we care about is when he gave it. Meaning that where he later dated a document, because that's what's going to determine, right, what happened over here. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, and keep telling the Braisa. When he wrote in the Braisa, Abba Bishishnei Modim, if they both agree, lo yakdil lo zev lo zev, the Bori, the healthy guy, the love bar mahadaru, he has no right to reverse his position. So in case of Shchemira, whether he gave it with a Matana document, whether he gave it with a Daita key, and Shchemira is all about the ability to reverse his position. The whole premise of his gifting is that he's going to die, and he gives it to the last person he says he gave it to, is who he gave it to. Right, so that's the case. We don't care which document is predated. We actually care about which is the later document, and who he gave it to last. So therefore, having an earlier dated document is actually going to do you no favor, because it actually makes you and puts you into a worse position. On the other hand, when it's talking about a bari, a healthy person, then he gives something, now what's the problem? The Amirun of Yilma talks to the high meat Karavimah. He wrote to this guy originally and decided not to give the gift. Then he decides he wants to give it to someone else. Now he wants to reverse the position from the original guy. So now he gave it to the second guy, and now he decides to realize I didn't want to give it to him. So how is he going to reverse it? I can't go back and just tell him I didn't give you the gift. No, because he did give him the gift. He can't do that. So what did he do? He says, you know what, I'll say that I give it to this other guy first. In Hadron, in the LA, right? Kasbo. So he'll go and now give him the document that was originally written. Okay? Because it came up in Kai. Kasbo, the Kodim Zokobe. Who? Right? So then when he comes to take it out of court, he'll come out and take the document that predates the gift document, and he'll take it away from him. Well, I'm reading late. Anon. Hi, Kasbo. Loya Dinan Lay. The high. We're not going to give this document back to the recipients of the gift. Dilkadim Kadap. Mia Loya Vinale. Maybe you wrote this document, but you never gave it to him. But you always tell the Inu Shachrina, in the interim, you gave it away to someone else. But Kadra's saying that you regret giving it to that person. Ilo Yahav told the Inu Shachrina, if you never give it to anyone else in the interim, but Kavayi Tisatva Lahai, and you want to give it to this individual, Tiblei Hashta, Tav Achrina, give him, write him a new document of gift, and hand it to him. Because you've not, now he has it. You haven't heard his right.
And you claim that you didn't give it to anyone else.
Right. So if there was no one else giving to him in the interim, then you haven't weakened his position at all, because there's no one else who's going to come and make a claim before him. The Arizayish Shachrina, Leit Bak Seda. Right. If you gave it to someone else, there's no loss over here. The Kadim's okay, because he will be, right, he'll have the predated document now. If there was actually a gift given and he regretted it, that gift will have the predate, because the current Shkar is written afterwards. So we're not going to hurt the rights of anybody else by giving him a rewriting the shtar to be today's date. Right now, I mean, you do hurt the recipient of the gift does get hurt, because then he can't go back to make claims of
right, but that was given away. There's a logical flow, though.
Right, that there is. At least here, he can't weaken anybody else's rights. Right, he can't weaken anybody else's rights. Right, Matzikla Rav Zid. Zid says, wait, that's a really nice solution between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Va'idim izi daitakot katani. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa have the word daitaki in it. Right, so what do you mean you're explaining one case as a case of Shkimira and a case of Bari? We have a case of Daidiki in both cases. A Daidiki is, right, both a Shkimira. Right, if they're both a Shkimira, then how can you explain one is a Shkimira and one is not a Shkimira? So it says, Alamar of Zvid, Abraham Shkimira. Both cases are cases where it's a Shkimira. Well, Kasha, Habde, Vahabde Bray. That means it has to do with him or his son. What does that mean? Matnitan de kamar. In our Mishnah, it says nu notnim bididei de bar mahadaru. That's our man himself, where he has the right to reverse his position. Darmina. Inami yavalini shachrina. Let's let him say that even if he gives it to someone else instead of us. The kama ubatra batra zochit. When it comes to the first or the later one is zochet. The hadar be'edi kama, because he reversed his position from the original guy. Kikatani bevayt, right? The bevrayato.
Could you explain the previous?
The previous step is there.
Yeah.
I mean, inami yavalini shachrina. Even if he gifted it to someone else, has a later date in his document. Late buck say though, we don't have any laws here. The kama ubatra. Two people show up with that with a gift document. Bashar Zaki, we give it to the later dated one, to Hadar, Baby Salah, he reversed his position in the gift. So we say, if he changed his mind, he can, right, he gave it to the later one, he really gave it to the later one, and therefore we're going to believe the later date and not the earlier date. Kikatani, Bebraita, when we're talking about the Braita, Apophisha Shneem Muzim, Loyakzir, when both of them agree, we don't give it back, what was it, Bebraita. That's talking about his son, Damrina, Dilma Kazuba Vodahai, V'imlach. Maybe his father gave it to this individual and changed his mind. And then didn't give it to him. So then after his father died, what happened? The son went ahead, that the son gave it away to someone else. Now the son wants to reverse his position. After he gave it away, after his father died, he wants to reverse his position. I can't reverse this gift. I gave this guy this gift. I can't take it back. So what am I going to do? That my father already gave it away to someone else prior to you. But not and then he'll give him the document that was written by his father that was never given. And then he will take it away from him because that document predates the son. Right? That he'll be zochim and nifleg v'hadei. And they'll split it. And the son will make an agreement with this guy. Listen, I sold the property. I really regret selling it. So what I'll do is, my father wrote a document actually to gift it to you, but he never gave it to you. I'm going to give you that document, and then you'll be able to take it away from this buyer, and we'll split it. You know, we're both better off now. You'll get half, I'll get half, and we're better off than we are right now. We have none.
It becomes a regular case now. That there is a document from the father.
Right, the case is that he died, because obviously having his son get some succession, maybe.
It could be a star matana,
but you could explain it as a daddy case. I mean, you could explain a daddy case this way, which is what he needs.
He needs to fit in the case.
We say to him, we're not giving this document back to the person that you say deserves it. Vilma, maybe your father wrote this, and he never gave it to him. You already gifted it or gave it away to someone else. Now you want to reverse it. Ella, eat kushka kamar. If you're telling the truth, the that your father gave it to him, let you, the son, right now, write a mishtarachina, write a new gift over here. Because if nothing happened between the father and the father supposedly gifted it, and the time now, there's nobody else who's going to get hurt, write the gift today and he'll be no worse off. Because even if your father didn't give it to him, and you wrote it to someone else, there's no problem here. Why? The kamavatra kamazaki. When it comes to one, the first or the last, the earlier date is going to be better, because here we're talking about two different people. Here we're talking about a father and a son. By there, it will make a difference who's the dated first, because the one that's dated to the father will go into faith, of course, before the son. But when it's a single person, we say, if you're gifting by a single person, the later date is the one that dictates, because we assume, right, that he reversed his position, changed his mind, and he gave the gift to the later party.
One thing that Rav Zvid's opinion does not address is the fact that matanot is mentioned in our Mishnah. Rani explained Daidaki, but he doesn't explain matanot. And in the Mishnah, if we have matanot, it means that you could be medayik by matanot if he said tnu, that we would give it to him. So how does he explain that case? So Rashi and Tosfos deal with this in different ways. Rashi says that by matanot, we don't make that diuk in the Mishnah, because what's the reason that we're choshish in our Mishnah for all these problems? The problem of nimlach. Rashi says nimlach means that he's going to change his mind later on. And even by matanot, when you say tnu and he said give it, we still have the chashash that he changed his mind, and that's why he's saying to give it. So that reason of nimlach still applies even when you say tnu, and therefore there is no case of tnu by matanot in our Mishnah. But Ben Utam, on the other hand, says no, the case of matanot in our Mishnah is going to mimic or be similar to the case of daidiki, which is that it will be a case where he says that this is a gift, mehayom, im lo yachzor ad hachamita, if I don't change my mind before death. So if he says it's a gift from today, if I don't change mind before death, then it starts to look like a daidiki. It looks like a shchivmira who has the ability to reverse his position, and the last standing position is what is koveya. So to hear by this matana, the last standing position will be koveya. So it looks similar to a daidiki, and he can explain it this way. He also rejects Rashi's explanation of nimlach, being that he changed his mind later. Because he says nimlach could also mean that he never gave it in the first place. I mean, nimlach by gitin could mean that he never handed the get to the isha. Not necessarily that he gave it to her and he changed her mind, because he can't say that. Because if he gave it to her already, it's done. Whereas here, by nimlach, the nimlach also could be that he never gave the contract. But the way Rashi is learning it, he's learning nimlach means that he did maybe give the matana and then he changed his mind. So Tosfos rejects Rashi for those two reasons. One is the explanation of nimlach, and number two is that he ignores matanot in the Mishnah. He works around so it doesn't really apply, versus Rabbi Natan, who sets it up as an unusual case of matana in order to have it work along with daidiki.
Right now, Tarabana, matzah shobar, he found a receipt that a husband had paid his wife for her subah. It's matzah yishamodah. When the woman agrees, yes, we're the Baal, then she gives it back to the husband. Any shamoda, the woman does not agree, lo yakzir lo lezeh lo lezeh. But anyway, with mancha shimoda, miyat, yakzir the Baal, when the woman says, yes, this is his receipt, we give it back to the Baal, but lekush, delma kazma, the same thing, nisan, but not, tishrei. She wrote the receipt for receiving her ktubah nisan, but she only received it in tishrei, she got her ktubah. But asma, zavanta the ktubah, betovatanam, nisan, vat tishrei. In the interim, what does she go do? She sells forward her ktubah between Nisan and Tishrei. She basically sells it to a party at a discount. Why at a discount? Because if she predeceases her husband, the buyer will get nothing. Even if he dies first, we still have to wait until the point you receive it. So there's reason to discount the total value of the ktubah. She sells it to him. Well, basically, the shofar, this even Nisan, and now the husband's going to show up with this receipt and say, I paid off the ktubah. And Nisan, if I paid it off already, then you're not entitled to anything. She couldn't sell her tuba at that point in time. But the mitzvah of the kukot, she will get in. Now he's going to take away from the kukot inappropriately. So Amar Rabbo, Rabbo says, Mami no, it's of the Shmuel. Must be that we hold like Shmuel. Why? Gama Shmuel. Amokher shtar chol v'chavero v'chadaro machalo machol. First he sells the shtar chol to his friend, and then goes ahead afterwards and has mochel on that shtar chol. We have this in the Gemara Ketubot, Kiddushin, we discuss these issues. Why is that? Why are you able to be mochel over here? Filo Yoresh mochel, and even an inheritor can be mochel. So if that's the case, then what happened over here? Well, what happens over here is that we have a receipt that comes and we sign it on the floor, we say it's dated for Nisan. Why don't we worry about the fact that maybe he divorced or he paid her ktubah in Tishrei, and now he's giving a receipt that predates the time that he really gave her ktubah. And if he gave her the ktubah early, maybe buyers along the way bought her ktubah. Mm-hmm. Right? They bought her ktubah. If they bought her ktubah, now all of a sudden we're coming with this receipt which says the ktubah was paid off before the time you bought it, and you're entitled to nothing. Why is that? Because we could simulate that even without the shofar. How could you simulate that? The woman could say, I was mokel the ktubah to my husband. If the woman's mokel the ktubah to the husband, the shtar chov disappears, and the buyer gets zero. The buyer gets nothing over here. So since we can simulate, she can create or simulate the fact that the buyer gets nothing by saying the star quote the suba was mukhal, right? It was mukhal and suba. Then we give her back to shovar. She's got no more rights than she had before. She has no more ability to wipe out the chot than she had before because she could be mukhal and that wipes them out. Or we can give her the shovar and we give it wipe her out.
I thought we said something when we brought up the concern that she could be mukhal that people don't do that or something.
Right, people, that was the case. The Gemara wants to know we had it in Baba Kama, actually. The case is in Baba Kama, when there was Nizakin. Right? It was in Baba Kama where the woman does damage. And we say that she doesn't pay until she gets divorced. We say, why not? Why don't we force her to sell the tuba? Yeah. All right, that was the Gemara discussed. The concerns of a person who sells something, when are they mokel and when are they not mokel? If she's going to take the shofar and it's wrong, then she could do the mechila and be wrong. I mean, if she's not worried about taking the shofar. Right, in the case, generally we said over there, in a case where a person sells it, they don't want to cheat somebody out, they don't want to mess the document up. Now, Amar, Abai Amar, Afilu Teima, let day the Shmuel. Let's say that even without Shmuel, this is true. Why? How come I seen on? The shtar ktubah, you'll say mitachat yadav. She still has a ktubah. Now, if she still has a ktubah in her hand, right, then we don't have to worry about this. Why? Then we don't have to worry about the fact that she sold it. If she's holding on to the shtar ktubah, he's got the receipt. She didn't sell it because if she sold it, the buyer would insist on holding the shtar ktuba. So if the buyer would insist on holding the shtar ktuba, then the fact that she has the shtar ktuba in her hand is evidence that what? That she wasn't. She never sold it. Now, about paying it off, give the shofar. The husband paid it off. What do we care whether it was paid off at Tishrei Nisan? Nothing happened in between that's going to cause anybody a loss. So if she's holding the document, he has the shofar, we don't have any suspicion anymore. The Rava Amar, Rava says, why did Rava force to say like, why didn't he say like a bayit? He says, you should start to buy, she didn't stake two votes. That's why that's the fact that the husband wrote her two votes. She has one that she sold and one that she's holding on to over here.
She claimed that she lost it or something?
Right, she lost it in between, say, right there, new tuba. Whatever it was, or if we're talking about cheaters here, we can say that he wrote her a second tuba. Rabbi Amar, Fado, the shtake tuba, he says, in general, we don't worry about that. Nobody's going to write two tubos in general. That's a really far-fetched case. That's number one. And number two is, oh, shogar bizmano tarif. Abayu's the shitato. What's the shitato? That Abayu the Tamei Damar Eidav Chatuma of Zachinlo. That they did with their signatures create the document in force from the time of the signature. So since, when was the document signed? When was the receipt signed? Back in Nisan. So even though when he hands it to her, and when she hands it to him in Tishrei, that's really when it goes into effect. That is when we know for sure that the shtar ktuba doesn't matter because the chatuma, right, the agent was signed on it, the mafreya, right, the receipt is effective as the date that it was written, which was back in Nisan. That's the case, the kuchos aren't really losing out because they really weren't entitled to it. The buyers of the ktuba weren't entitled to it because the receipt is dated back to the time of Nisan. So now there's an interesting talk down here. It says, Shobar, if you look down below, the second Tosafot, Shobar Bizmano Torei. The first Tosafot talks about Mamad Shloshtam. Why can't you sell it? Why don't we worry? She sold it by Mamad Shloshtam, and then there you're not allowed to be Mochel. That's the first Tosafot feels good. It says that, very interesting, Tosafot narrows the definition of Mamad Shloshtam. This is a Kenyan that we had in Kiddushin, Mamad Shloshtam. Is that you have the buyer, seller, and the third party that are all involved over here. The buyer, seller, and the parties of the document are all there. They're all present. Mamad Shloshtam, the government instituted a Kenyan that works in order to ease commerce. So Tosafot says, why don't we stay over here? We're worried about what? Maybe she gave away the document, and then she can be mokhel on it. Since she can be mokhel on it, then we don't care that she gave the sold the ktuba because she could do the same thing as the shofar does. What happens if she sold the document to Mamad Shloshtam? She did that, she can't be mokhel on it. A Kenyan Mamad Shloshtam is not entitled to be mokhel. If you're not entitled to be mokhel, then we should worry that the shofar is now giving her rights, or him rights, that he didn't have before. It says, "Yesh lomar deleka lemecha shema makom mashlotam di leka edim shemachra baal the isha yikavru amichira viika edim nishalino heichavu." If there were no edim that this transaction ever took place, then all they have to do is deny that there was a mashlotam. And there's only three people here: there's her, her husband, or her ex-husband, and the party that bought. So now they come to the Beis Din and they can both just say, "Never happened. All you're burning all them." Now, if we have Eidim, that it did happen, then let's just ask Eidim what happened over there. If we have Eidim that happened, then we don't have a question anymore whether this happened or didn't happen over there. Right? If they said that the Baal was Shatak or whatever, that they can describe to us whatever the situation was. Right? Then, the Tosafot narrows Mamad Shloshtam and says, "Oh, Yishlamar, lo tiknu ud Mamad Shloshtam el davar shroyu l'gavot miyad." It's a very important principle. Mamad Shloshtam was instituted only on items that you can make a kinyan on right now. But not about tuba. They don't chayev atar after gimshin. Gam shem lo tikresh lo tiknu mamad shloshtam. So it says mamad shloshtam is only a kinyan that was instituted for mekach u'memkar to ease transactions, to make it easier in the shuk to allow people to move without having to pay money, having cash on hand every time. So that's only true if you're making a kinyan on something that exists right today, that's available to be bought today. If you're making a kinyan on future items, mamad shloshtam doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, there's no such thing as a Mamad Shloshtam Kinyan by Ktuba. So that's a big thing. That Tosafot now narrows down Mamad Shloshtam to only items that are able to have their now. You can collect now, you can take them right on the spot. If you can't take them on the spot, there is no Mamad Shloshtam. Right, the other chashash is maybe she sold it, right? Maybe she sold the Ktuba after the Gerushin. Why don't we say that she sold it after she was divorced, and she actually has the right to collect the Ktuba? Right, we said she was divorced. So now she has a document that is real, meaning that she can collect it today. And she sold it then. Meaning that the problem is that she's selling it beforehand and can't do Mamad Shloshtam. Let's say that she sold it afterwards with Mamad Shloshtam. So Tosafot says that there's a risk-reward analysis that the woman's going to do here. If she sells it after he's already divorced her, and she collects the document, and then we go ahead and we give her this shavar, we give her the seat that allows her to take it back. What happens if she's found out to be lying? She's found out to be lying, she's going to have to pay back the entire amount of the ketubah. So what's she putting at risk? She's making right now, she's getting the money, she sold the mamash rishon, she makes all the money at the full amount of the get. If she gets caught, she's got to pay back the full amount of the get. So her risk reward is really not that great. I mean, that's a one-to-one risk reward. On the other hand, if she sells her jet prior to her her ketubah, prior to getting it while she's still married, then the amount that she sold it for is a small amount. Now, if it worked out and she's able to get it back, her husband benefited by the full amount of the ketubah. Whereas if she gets caught, all she has to pay back is the discounted amount. So that risk reward, she's willing to take the risk reward because the reward is multiples of the risk that she's taking. So some says the woman won't sell her ketubah after death because she won't create a situation where she's lying because if the risk reward is not in her favor, right? Whereas before the time that she died, the risk reward is in her favor and she will create such a situation. The last thing Tosfos discusses over here is shover of his mano teres. It's also a very, very interesting idea here. If you look in the Tosfos, even though there's a shtar mechira in the lukuchos, chila ain't a mawil. Doesn't matter. Even though the mesira happened beforehand, v'tura baldin and the tarei baldin, the business can come. And the same thing was said before. Yes, this is what you recommend. Shechuyav adim. V'nira shetakanat chachamim hi. That this is only a takanat chachamim. Me'inyan real kinyanim. It shouldn't work over here. Why? Shezokhe mishat chatima afo pishno limzer lo adyamim rabim. Even though it's not given to him until a much later date, the mafreya, he gets the kinyan from the date in the document. Achreikein. Shemlokein olam lo yuchu adim lachtom. How could witnesses ever sign in a document? Why? Because from the time they sign it, it goes effective. It only goes effective if he gives it right then. If he doesn't give it right then, it's not effective. Then agent can never sign because right, they have to know that it was right now it's been given, and that's not always the case. Ella im yiru amitzira. Let's say see it. Mishum chashash v'chad b'tzem l'tanay tishrei. U'mizavim b'ni b'ni. Uli inyan istur. That's what it is. And for istur nirad im avad eved baal bat Yisrael. What happens if an eved sani right sleeps with a bat Yisrael? Kodem shabali yado get shichur shapatla. Before he gets his get shichur, he makes her pasul. V'shema gam gabi istur zachlam mishat hachatima. Why don't we say that maybe that he gets to get all the way back from the time that it was dated? After the shy time of the pishit, that I said, mikomakom lo polig rabbanan. They didn't differentiate. V'yesh koach v'yet chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. Chachamim can be oker davar min haTorah because of this. So Tosfos suggests up front that the reason that this signature thing works is because we want people to be able to sign on documents, right, and not have to be there and see the actual document he's given. So that's it. So we created that situation so that they can give over the documents. Okay, fine. So now you give over documents. So that will be, that will allow us to mafreya to come in. By monetary matters, we can say, hefker beis nefker, and therefore the chachamim instituted that the kinyan affected the mafreya from the time you signed the document, even though it was given at a much later date. That they can do. But when it comes to Easter, that an eved k'nani, right, had a relationship with a bat Yisrael, which is Easter min haTorah, how can we say that the Chachamim instituted the Mafreya, right, that the document went into effect, even though that's not a real kinyan? It's not a real kinyan, it's not a free man. And here you have Nebuchadnezzar, he's sleeping with the Bat Yisrael. It should be Yisur. How can Chachamim can oker government of Torah? Here you can't say Hefker based in Hefker. That's not the principle they're using. So Tosfos says yes, right, that Chachamim can be metakil akor government of Torah. That's their right, that they have a right to be oker government of Torah, to say even in the face of Yisur, the document is valid from the predated document, from the time that it was dated and signed by the Edim. It's an amazing right principle here. That Tosfos says because of low close, they didn't want to differentiate between different types of documents. So Chachamim said all documents that are signed, they will go into effect from the time they're signed, even though they're only given at a much later date. All right, so let's stop over here. All right.